Welcome to the May 15th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This is site editor Colin Steele reporting from Los Angeles, site of Microsoft TechEd 2009. More on the conference in a moment, but first, our top story. Oracle said this week it will buy VirtualIron, the Lowell, Massachusetts-based virtualization provider. The deal had been in the works for a while, as SearchServerVirtualization.com first broke the story back in March. VirtualIron has less than 2% market share, but still has made more strides in virtualization than Oracle has. Both vendors use Zen-based virtualization technologies, and Oracle will likely use VirtualIron's products to improve management for its Oracle VM hypervisor. In addition, Oracle is in the process of acquiring Sun Microsystems, which also makes open-source virtualization software. So it's looking more and more like virtualization is a new area of focus for Oracle. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Microsoft held its TechEd 2009 conference this week in LA, and virtualization was one of the hot topics among attendees. Hyper-V R2 is out as a release candidate now, and IT managers here said they're looking forward to a lot of its new features, including live migration, hot add and remove capabilities for storage, and support for up to 64 logical processors. Microsoft execs are also using the conference to hammer home their claim that a Microsoft virtualization solution can cost between one-fifth and one-third the price of a VMware deployment. The Microsoft Enterprise Desktop Virtualization technology in Windows 7 also generated a lot of buzz. MedV, as it's called, will let users run applications inside virtual XP machines on their desktops if the programs are incompatible with Windows 7. Microsoft said both Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 R2, which will include Hyper-V R2, are on track to be available by the holidays. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.